I'm actually, no, we are not going to school, and everything is bad in my life. I can say that I'm actually the firstborn in the family, and I'll be the one that leading my younger sisters, my younger siblings, and confronting them, teaching them how school is. But here I am, I didn't enter the school. I entered the school, but I stopped at grade 3. I didn't finish it because October the 8th, we came in UNC here when this xenophobia started. And then they took us in Lindela November the 15th. When they took us in Lindela November the 15th, we did there 2 years and
which
11
year
months.
Was that?
It was November the 15th, 2019. We entered in Lindela, we did 2 years and a half, and then they brought us out on May the 10th of 2022. They threw us again out in Brooklyn Mall in front of UNCR. And then we almost spent one year there. Then April the 22, they came and took us, they brought us here. When they brought us here, they told us that we're still preparing things, we're still fixing things, so we can take us out here earlier. But they didn't come since they told us we did not yet 4 years, and I'm 16 now. When I entered this thing, I was 9 years, but now I'm 16. So actually, seeing how life is going is actually bad. Not going to school and see how we're living, the place dirty, no proper toilet, no proper shelter, no proper bed to sleep. When you wake up, you feel unwell, you feel nothing, even food to eat, you have to wait maybe around 5 or 6 p.m. You eat until the morning. Actually, we need to eat around 7, dinner, lunch, every time, but we actually eat around 6. So at the life that we are living, it's actually bad. And see, my younger sister is actually giving me more stress and more pain than my younger sister. They didn't enter to school as we're all here. They were all born here. And there were two babies who were born in Brooklyn Mall in 2023. They were born there before Mars come here. So look how they came. They grew. Now they're 3 years old now. They're turning to 4 years. So each and everything is bad and bad. Well, suffering and suffering. We have a thing that happened here. Someone came with a gun here, showed us a gun here. Was even shooting it up in front of the kids. We're all sitting there doing some things. But he didn't feel pain. He didn't feel that, you know, there's kids here. Let me stop what I am doing. But he didn't do. So the messages that I want us, we need is just protection for our life, for our school, for our future. Because we are kids, we have our future, because we're also planning for our future. But the only thing we're only asking is only for protection, because we have nowhere else to go. Because everywhere we go, they are chasing us. So the only thing we're pleading and asking is only for protection. That's what I could ask for. Thank you.